talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And right away, we're going to the lines themselves this time. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. I do a lot of advocating, and I deal with a lot of law enforcement issues. The big challenge with this voter-threatening situation is to pass a law, but if law enforcement decides to look the other way, there's nothing you can do.
You're starting to break now, up, Slammer. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Yeah, can you make it a little clearer, Slammer?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Yes? Okay. They're good. As challenging as it would be, you would have to have videography equipment to keep these individuals from threatening poll workers. Once you have photographic evidence, then you have to present it to somebody and get them to care. And oftentimes law enforcement looks the other way. Much as you said, that you wind up being on the side of individuals, the thugs. And it's nothing to do in an election, with the exception of the prosecutor. But if the prosecutor is not referred by law enforcement, they don't do anything.
There you go. Let me address that. It's an important point. And here's a couple of things that can be done. There will be areas where that's true. But remember, a lot of this skullduggery is going to happen in Democratic areas. They want to suppress the Democratic vote. So it'll happen in Madison and Milwaukee. And what's very simple there is that the sheriff, the district attorney, and quite frankly, the federal government in federal elections and presidential elections can have FBI agents in some places and go in. And I think we need a little stronger reaction from the governor, quite frankly. And we need stronger reaction from mayors who are the senior elected officials and say, we're not putting up with this. We are not putting up with people going in there and threatening our poll workers and scaring them, so we're having trouble getting new ones. That ain't happening. And we're not going to let them walk off the away from the polls because they're afraid of being retaliated against. One of the problems is in some of these states like Texas and Florida, they pass laws that jeopardize poll workers with felony convictions for doing very routine things. And poll workers are uncertain as to what to do, and therefore they may not do anything. That is a separate issue. That's got to be overridden by federal law. That is part of the Voting Rights Act, and that's why Manchin and Sinema's refusal to suspend the filibuster for that one bill, those individual bills, and Moscow Mitch's filibustering is so detrimental. But in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you absolutely can order the police chief. You get the police chief into the mayor's office or the head of the police and fire commission. You get them into the governor's office. You say, here are your orders. You work for us. Do you understand me? You're going to have officers there. And if anybody is harassing anybody, you arrest them immediately. Do you understand? And get the DAs on board as well. There are ways of doing it, Slammer. And video is great. You don't need video. Testimony is sufficient. You do not need a picture every time there's a crime, because there aren't pictures every time there's a crime. Pictures are nice, you know, body cams and all that good stuff. But the fact is, any observer seeing it can testify. Listen, thanks very much, as always, for calling in, Slammer. Now, pay attention to this. This is the most subversive and dangerous thing that a president has done, even worse than Richard Nixon, since the Civil War itself, since the South broke away. Here's what Trump did now. He lost the election. He lost it by 7 million popular votes. He lost it by 36 electoral votes. And there were six states that did him in, because most states are either all Republican, all Democratic, and everybody yawns. But the six states were Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. So the reason Bob Barr, Crooked, or Bill Barr, Crooked Barr, resigned is because he could foresee this coup attempt coming. And a temporary Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen was put in. So Trump talked to Jeffrey Rosen and his assistant, a guy named Donahue, the deputy, said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to announce that the election was corrupt. It's all you have to announce. I'll take care of the rest. Rosen and Donahue refused to do it. They said it wasn't corrupt. Barr looked at it and everybody else. It was not corrupt. Then Trump met with a guy named Jeffrey Clark. Jeffrey Clark is a really devious, bad individual. And Trump had made him the head of the civil service. Strike that, the head of the civil division of the Justice Department. Justice Department is divided into criminal and civil. Justice Department does some civil cases, damages. If a machine owned by the government or something gets damaged, they can get damages. And if the government causes an injury, they have to pay damages. So he was on the civil side. He drafted a letter for Trump to be sent by Rosen to the Georgia legislature, and the plans were to send them to all six legislatures, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, saying that there was massive corruption and that the legislature should feel free to pick the electors themselves despite the popular election in their states. And what would have happened is, and remember, the legislature is not the governor. The legislatures in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and in Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada are Republican. They would have picked Trump electors. And maybe not all of them would. Maybe some would chicken out. But they only needed three of them. And why did they only need three of them? Because depending on which three, each one had different electoral votes because of size. If they got three of them, the worst that would have happened is a 269-269 tie. What happens with a tie in the electoral votes? The House of Representatives. The House of Representatives picks the president. And you might say, oh, Nancy Pelosi is the speaker. We have an 8-seat majority. We're golden. No. The law is that each state gets only one vote. There are 50 states. Did you know that 30 of the states have Republican majorities in their delegations? How is that possible if we have a majority of eight? Because some of our majority is California with 56 congressional seats and New York with dozens of them and so on. And some of theirs are Wyoming with one seat. You see what I mean? That would mean Wyoming's delegation, one congressman would get to vote. And California's 56, they'd get one vote. And Trump would have been elected 30-20. And that's how they were going to sneak him in. And what is the constitutional basis for their doing this? There is what is called dictum, D-I-C-T-U-M. It's a statement in a Supreme Court opinion that is not integral to the holding, but judges just shoot their mouth off. And then in Rehnquist, in Gore v. Bush, shot his mouth off in 2000 and said, it's the legislatures of the states that can pick the electors regardless of what the popular vote says. That's false. That's wrong. But he said that. And guess what? One justice now picked up on that in one of the recent decisions, also in dictum, and that was Kavanaugh. If the U.S. Supreme Court rules that the legislatures can pick the electors over the popular vote, we will have virtually perpetual Republican presidents because they'll all pick electors in these six swing states. They'll pick electors who are Republicans. And why can they continue to do it? Because of gerrymander. And they'll continue to gerrymander themselves and pick Republican presidents. There has got to be a firm statement from the Supreme Court and from all aspects of the society that our presidential elections, the popular vote controls, not this business of the legislatures can. And Trump almost pulled it off. He was going to fire Rosen and put in Jeffrey Clark, who would have done this. He would have done this. But what happened is all the senior people in the Justice Department got wind and they collectively said, we're all going to resign. He fires Jeffrey Rosen and Donahue, and Trump chickened out. If he hadn't chickened out, Clark would have sent this letter to all six legislatures. Voss in Wisconsin would have said, we, according to the Justice Department, can pick the electors, and that's what we're going to do, and Trump is president. Now, you laugh at that, but remember the Supreme Court is 6-3 Republican. And at least Kavanaugh is picking up on another Republican statement, Rehnquist in 2000, that's okay. And if they said it was okay, I got news for you, there would have been violence in the streets. We are not going to permit this. There has got to be a statement very quick from Moscow Mitch and the Republican Supreme Court and everybody else that the will of the people prevails, or the people will let their will prevail in other ways. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. The lines are alive, by the way. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.